As you know, first Sunday night of the month, we just have singing, Bible reading, communion. Just enjoy the friendship and the fellowship. So I kind of, even though I didn't participate in this lecture yesterday morning and this morning, but I feel like I've been to college. it was a lot to absorb or take in, just listen, even just listening to. So enjoy this evening. So let's bow together in prayer as we begin our time together in devotion and worship. Our Father, our God in heaven, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for each day that you give to us. We're always mindful of bountiful blessings from above. We appreciate so very much your loving kindness and tender mercy that you provided through Jesus, your Son. We're thankful for forgiveness of sins and the hope of eternal life. And we pray that you'll bless the needs in the congregation here, that you bless those requests that have been made this evening. We pray that you'll hear our individual cries for help and comfort and strength and mercy and well-being and safe journey. So we say, God, help us when we pray. We put our faith and our trust in you. We lean on your Son, Jesus. So bless us. We pray that as we meet together this evening, we'll be drawn closer to you and to one another. We pray that our faith will grow stronger. So bless us, we pray, and we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. This side this time, so Carol and Jesse, do you have a favorite?
Four ten.
First and last, so we'll try to get through everyone to make a request. 410.
He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. Oh, whatever I do, whatever I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me.
Why do the songwriters always talk about the chilly waters? why can't it be when I die, it can't be the warm waters off Samoa or something like that? It's always death's chilly waters. I've mentioned that over the years, and when Dennis Everett was alive, he said, Brian, if you want a warmer in your casket, that can be arranged. So, all right, Mike, do you have a favorite? Three stand first and last.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest King I have but lost, and poor contempt of all my pride. Where the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small, not so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all.
See, Jim and Sharon?
654.
Are you dwelling in the sunlight? Is your cap of roses strewn? Do you walk with buoyant gladness in the step that you have hewn? Don't forget.
I'm missing it. Let me try again.
Have you reached the cup of Pisgah, climbing always firm and true? Don't forget that in the valley there is someone needing you. Lend a hand to help a brother who is struggling hard and true. Me to despair. I often Jesus, if I die upon a foreign field someday. But he no more than love demands, the less could I repay. No greater love hath mortal man than for a friend to die. These are the words he gently spoke to me.
Six five five. Just as a song leader's prerogative, I like to slow down those first three notes. It's just the way I like to sing the song. So, and the same way when it starts the second half, would you be? So anytime you see those words, would you be, I just kind of make them quarter notes instead of eighth notes, so, just so you know. Number 655.
Would you be poured out like wine upon the altar? For me, would you be broken like bread to feed the hungry? Would you be so one with me that I would do just as I will? Would you be life and love my will fulfilled? Yes, I'll be poured out like wine upon the altar. For me, yes, I'll be broken like bread to feed the hungry. Yes, I'll be so one with you that I would do just as you will. Yes, I'll be life and love your world fulfilled.
Oh, I get my focus here. All of a sudden I see two lines.
You need a large print song.
I need a large print song. I think we have one. Dennis had one. Odell, do you have a favorite?
Number 10.
Number 10.
Can we do one and two?
Sure. I'm not stuck to just number 10. Number 10.
Jesus is He, Lord, stand up.
Raquel, do you have a favorite?
I don't know the number.
You know the title or a phrase?
I think it's Everlasting Arms.
Okay, 587. Sometime when you 89. 589. There's some numbers, Ginger, I just know, and others when somebody gives a number, I think, I don't recognize a song in that section of the book. You know, mm-hmm.
I thought you had a photograph.
Yeah, but it still works. 589, first and last.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is my leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms.
And Chris, I'll have you read the scripture for this evening after this song or prayer. 851, verse and last.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to our home on God's celestial shore.
Turn to me and have mercy on me, as you always do to those who love your name. Direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. Redeem me from human oppression, that I may obey your precepts. Make your face shine on your servant, and teach me your decrees. Streams of tears flow down from my eyes, for your law is not omitted. Let us go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Our dear loving Heavenly Father, again, we are just so very grateful for all the love that you have for each and every one of us. And Lord, we're so very grateful for the Bible that we have, your word, the truth. Not only from your word, but also different life experiences from the saints that have lived before us. By looking at all the things that they've undergone and to see how you've helped them through this. And to see that for you to be there to provide comfort and peace to those that are struggling, that you don't have to take them out of the situation, that you're there with them. And you can provide what they need. And Lord, we are so very grateful for all the wisdom that you give to us through your word, because it keeps us on a straight and narrow path. And we do know that we stray sometimes, but you do have mercy on us. And we're so very thankful for your son Jesus, who came down here willingly to shed his blood and to die on a cross for our sins. And again, Lord, we thank you so very much for the avenue of prayer that you've given us, where we, as just simple human beings, your creation, where we can come directly to you at any time from anywhere, and to know that you hear us, you listen to us, and that you love us, and that you will answer us according to your will. So again, Lord, we're so very grateful for all that you continue to provide for us. And it is our prayer, Lord, that you'll continue to be with us, continue to help direct our hearts and our minds to giving you glory through your son, Jesus. And again, we're just so very grateful for your love. As we ask this prayer in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, Don, you have a favorite?
Four ninety-three.
Chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened. For others, he'll do for you.
514. And then following this song, we'll stop for a moment, allow those who are able to assemble this morning to partake of the Lord's Prayer, and the Lord's Supper. If that's you, just remain seated where you are. The one officiating at the table will come by at the appropriate time and serve you where you are seated. 514.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am. I know I shall see him his beauty, the King in whose law I delight. Lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I
stump you. I know brethren are starting to sing, or have been singing this song, but it hasn't been sung in this congregation.
how about on Zion's glorious summit, 227.
Okay. I'm looking for the highest note of the song for a moment here. It doesn't have the two dots, so you typically have the chorus after each.
No, you do the Sanctus at the end.
At the very end, all right.
Yeah.
We'll do it that way.
Hear all who suffered sore, what flame for truth or Jesus' love, gleaning and helping tree. Before the grave, I am.
you have a favorite? Eight, nine, eight. Paradise Valley. Oh, got the other one. Some of the sopranos will sing the other one. Maybe.
Travel through life with trouble and strife, have a glorious hope to give cheer on the way. Soon my toil will be o'er, and I rest on that shore where the night has been turned into day. Up in the beautiful Paradise Valley by the side of the river of life. Up in the Ron, you want to lead these last ones?
No, you go right ahead. You're doing real good out there. You have a lot of songs.
Sing it. Number 712.
Troublesome times are here, villains' hearts with fear. Friend, we all hold dear, now it's at stake. Hug your heart to the God, safe from the tasting rock. See you when pilgrims draw Christ away. Yeah.
not heavenward bound. It's right down there in the very bottom. When I don't see heavenward bound. Right? So that's where it is. Let me see. Nikki, have a favorite?
18.
I've led it for a while, but okay. All of you sometimes ask me. 18. Faithful love.
Brian, I can do that one if you want.
Well, there's just two more people. You get Paul, Chris, and Paul, and Dennis.
Oh, right. Paul is going to kill me. I know what's on.
Probably Ramona. What was the number again?
18.
18, that's right.
Thank you.
Who's next?
Dennis.
Dennis?
699.
6-9-er. Okay. F is just too high. It's too high.
I always lower the song.
Stomper. Lower to E.
They tried my Lord and Master,
up this way and lead our closing prayer. All the requests, the dentistry with Jesse and Don, Pam and his father-in-law, Ron's mother,
wow,
Dennis and Susan. We're thankful for answered prayer with Nikki and Eli Joel, Sam and Nikki, the parents and grandparents. Answered prayer. I always think when I think about you that you know, our grandson, almost 2 years old now, he spent the first 2 weeks in the newborn intensive care unit. He's running and jumping and playing. Almost 2 years old next in November. So, answered prayer. I remember when he was born and all the prayers went out and people called other people and other kind of just like you on East Coast and West Coast. It was just prayers went up in abundance. We're thankful for that. All right, can't think of anything else. All right, Brother Lewis.
Let's pray. Father God, God Almighty, we just come as humble as we can. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for putting us out of the darkness and putting us into light, your marvelous light. We thank you for your darling son, Jesus Christ, who made the supreme sacrifice for all of us. We're thankful for the love that you've given us throughout our lives, the grace and mercy. We're thankful that we can always trust you and count on you. Thank you for never forsaking us. Oh God, we ask that you help us throughout our lives, counsel us when we need to be counseled, guide us when we need to be guided. Father God, we ask that you protect us as we leave this place of worship, that we can see each other for the next part of time. In the name of Jesus.